1 for both Saturday and Sunday with a mix of sun and cloud. It's just tonight that's going to be nasty. Right now, minus 9. The wind chill makes it feel like minus 14 in the capital.
And if you go to live885.com, you'll find a link to Jim Bray, our Live 88.5 car crasher. Live88.5.com. Click on the startup engine, and you can get some great information there, some previous reviews. He joins us for an audio auto review right now. Hey, Jim.
Good morning.
You loved this car for quite some time when it was not available in North America. What do you think of it now?
Now I hate it. No, I'm just kidding. It's the same car, basically. They just changed a little bit of cosmetic changes in that. And it's a darn nice car. You know, this one, it won its class at the AJAC Canadian Car of the Year thing. And I can see why. It beat out a couple of Scions. It beat out the Mazda 2. And actually, it's the same basic platform as the Mazda 2. But surprisingly enough, I thought the Fiesta had more zoom than the Mazda.
Now, why would that be? Is it same engine, same configuration pretty much, no?
The reason I think that at least in the configuration that I drove them at the test fest is they were both automatic transmissions. You know, in a car like this, whenever possible, get a manual. But the Fiesta has a 6-speed automatic, and the Mazda only has a 4-speed automatic. And that makes a big difference when you're driving around. I mean, you get a better use of the power with the 6-speed, and you also get slightly better gas mileage, if that's important to you.
This car always strikes me as one designed to be good value for the money, kind of an entry-level Ford if there ever was one.
Yeah, and it's pretty well equipped too for an entry level vehicle. It comes with a Ford Sync. It's comfortable. The only thing I really didn't like about it was that the back seats don't fold down completely flat, so that, you know, it gets in the way a little bit if you're trying to haul something that's fairly large. But that said, you know, if you don't do that often, it shouldn't be a big deal at all. I really like this car.
Some small cars like this are really great in the winter. You know, you think back to the Minis and that style of car. Is this going to be great in the winter, do you think?
I would expect it would be. It's the same sort of configuration as the Mini. You're talking about the front-wheel drive, the transversely mounted engine, which is just about all of the entry-level cars these days. And, you know, front-wheel drive does help you in the snow because it puts the weight over the driving wheels.
Right.
I just drove home in a car with rear-wheel drive, and it's a lot of fun if you like sliding the rear end of the car out, which sometimes I do and sometimes I don't. Today I didn't because there were people around. But front-wheel drive, you shouldn't have that trouble because, of course, you have, as I said, the weight is over the driving wheels, and that gives you better traction.
All right. Well, we'll check back with you in just a bit to talk about the Jeep Grand Cherokee, which we would hope would be great for winter. It's Jim Bray, our Live 88.5 car crasher, and we are going to check on the cars here in Ottawa now. Amal Wahab has Live 88.5 traffic.
And this update is for Performance Mazda online, performancemazda.com.
It's the Live 88.5 Startup Third Eye Blind. They're 826. It's Jim Bray, our Live 88.5 car crasher, who's in this morning. What's next, Jim?
Well, why don't we talk about the 2011 Jeep Grand Cherokee? That is really interesting and a really nice vehicle. Far nicer than I thought it would be.
Now, why would that be?
Well, I've never been a huge fan of Jeeps. I mean, really nothing against them, but I'm not really an SUV type guy. But I was amazed. I mean, this is another one I drove at Test Fest, and it did not win its category, but it is a really nice vehicle. I mean, mine came in, if not fully equipped, about as fully equipped as you could humanly need, and it was just over $50,000. And I guess the only way you could equip it more is to be to put a V8 in it. This one only had the V6, 3.6 liter, but it had plenty of power. And of course, this being a Jeep, it has the full off-road package. I mean, it has a knob on the center console that you can set for, you know, for snow, for about any condition you want.
Yeah.
You know, it's comfortable. It has real wood inside. It has a heated steering wheel.
Nice.
And, you know, it has just about all the audio and video toys that you could want. The only thing I didn't like about that was that their touchscreen LCD is really busy. I like the way Ford does that one better with their Sync. I found this one on the Jeep to be, you know, the buttons were too small and there were too many of them, and you had to scroll up and down through the radio presets too much. If they could work out that, they might just have a real winner here. Well, I think they have a real winner anyway.
It's, you know, you talk about the heated steering wheel. I'm surprised more people don't have that. Is that something Jeep got from Mercedes when they were together?
I'm not sure. It's quite possible. I haven't seen one on a Mercedes, but I haven't driven that many Mercedes. But I have seen it on Porsche. On the Cayenne, they have it. And I like it better on the Jeep. I may get struck by lightning for saying something that a Jeep better than a Porsche. But the Porsches, it was automatic. Whereas the Jeep, you turn it on with a button, you turn it off with a button. So, you know, you can actually turn it off before the smoke starts coming out of the inside of your hands.
Do you find that this sort of SUV market is getting crowded? Like everybody's got one and they're all more or less the same vehicle?
I would say variations on a theme, but there are so many of them that have their own personality. I mean, you get into this, you're going to know it's a Jeep, or at least you're going to know it's a Chrysler product because, you know, the buttons on the steering wheel are in the same place that they are in the other Chrysler products that I've driven. The radio volume controls, usually most cars have them on the front of the steering wheel. Here they're on the back, kind of where you'd have paddle shifters. So I don't know what you'd do if they had paddle shifters in that.
For the price and for what this vehicle does, is it a winner in its category?
I would think so. Now, it got beaten up by the Ford Edge. Now, this car, I think, would beat the Ford Edge as far as off-road goes.
Sure.
But as far as the interior, like the interfaces, you know, the actual ergonomics, ease of use, I think the Edge takes it in that. And actually, the Edge only managed to edge it out. So it was pretty close. It was a very tight vote.
All right. Thanks for your time today, Jim. Appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Jim Bray is our Live 88.5 Car Crasher. His reviews at live885.com. Click on the startup engine. There's Tokyo Police Club and Bambi from Ottawa's Alternative Rock, Live 88.5.